I, David Y. Ige,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Governor David Ige was sworn in for a second term by Chief Justice Mark Rechtenwald. In his address, the governor repeated the inauguration theme of moving forward together, moving to an innovation technology economy, and moving to change the way children are taught the knowledge and skills they will need.
The previous generation created a statewide Department of Education to ensure that every school was provided with the same level of financial support. But today, in a changing world, we need more than a one-size-fits-all model for schools.
Governor Ige says together, the state can do innovative things. He will be reaching out to those willing to work collaboratively.
I'm not asking for anyone's blind support, but a willingness to keep an open mind, to leave personal agendas outside the door, and to commit to an unyielding determination to work together.
Lieutenant Governor Josh Green was also sworn in and said he will dedicate his term to work on homelessness, drug addiction, and mental illness.
As your Lieutenant Governor, I will be out in our communities, on our streets, directly engaging with families struggling with addiction and homelessness, finding ways to help people who are vulnerable and to bring them back into our Ohana. This will be my mission.
Following the ceremony, Governor Ige said he would elaborate on specific ideas and plans during his State of the State address, usually scheduled in the third or fourth week of January. But he says he's committed to providing more resources for public education and empowering the leaders who are closest to the students.
You know, empowerment is not just a word that we say. It really is ensuring that we have quality leadership at the school level, administrative as well as faculty and staff, who really understand the challenges and the opportunities that the 21st century education provides.
In the coming weeks, Governor Ige says he will meet with his appointed State Department directors and his staff and make any changes based on his goals and priorities. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.